Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you're out there. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to go to Saskatoon, Canada. Saskatoon, Canada, in, I believe, Saskatchewan, if I'm not mistaken. I was there one time very long ago on a shore across Canada, funny enough. Anyway, our caller today has an idea for a social network that connects senior citizens with volunteer grandchildren. Grandchildren is in quotes. You know, they're not actual grandchildren, or at least not actual grandchildren of the senior citizens using this network, but basically connecting seniors with the volunteers for companionship. This is, of course, a thoughtful and timely idea, and I'm looking forward to hearing how they plan to make this platform successful and overcome any obstacles along the way. Now, there are, of course, some big obstacles to creating a social network, which is basically what we're trying to do here. So let's see what they have to say. I'll do my best to provide some helpful notes in response. And by the way, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Detailed question coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello, my name is Amias, and I'm calling from Saskatoon, Canada. I'm interested in starting a social network that connects senior citizens with volunteer grandchildren for companionship. Having seen firsthand the loneliness that can come with old age, I believe this service could make a real difference in people's lives. However, how do you attract both seniors and volunteers to the platform, and what are some potential challenges I may face? I'm thinking in particular of online safety, but I suppose it could be anything.
All right, I'm going to try to be concise here, but I do want to make sure I provide some helpful feedback. So thanks for bringing it up, first of all. Love to hear about different ideas. And, while a social network that connects seniors with volunteer grandchildren, or, just volunteers, acting in that role for companionship, it's a thoughtful idea, no doubt. It addresses an important social issue. But I think the issue here is, the business issue, as we're considering it, the significant competition from established social media platforms such as Facebook. And really, let's just be real here. It is Facebook. mean, it could be something else, but Facebook is the platform of choice for that generation right now. So, you know, that's not a small problem. Like, they're used to using Facebook. Like, if it can be built using Facebook, that's ideal. You know, and if you don't want to use Facebook, which I understand, there's all kinds of reasons, you know, why you don't want to, you know, you're facing a kind of a significant challenge, especially if it is an app, if it is its own network that is essentially self-contained. I mean, I guess one advantage you could say is that you're offering this specific and focused service that, you know, a large network like Facebook doesn't have that level of specificity. But really, in order to succeed, you have to kind of gain some sort of mass adoption. And that's difficult, you know, without a lot of money to spend. And even then, it's difficult. Like, large companies have spent lots of money and haven't been able to do that kind of thing. So I would say let's redirect a little bit. Here's another question. Aside from an app, what could this caller consider? You know, there are other ways that they could connect seniors with volunteer grandchildren for companionship. For example, they could consider, you know, local events and activities that bring seniors and volunteers together. They could also just make a website, which is still a tech-forward solution, but a lot easier and with a lot less barriers to entry than a self-contained app or network. And so this website could serve as a central hub for connecting people. It includes, you know, profiles of volunteers, information about upcoming events, resources. There's a lot you could do there without forcing everyone to kind of learn a new system. So I think ultimately the key to success is finding a solution that works best for both seniors and the volunteers, and one that's easy to use and accessible. So if you put all those things together, I think maybe make a website, not an app, or maybe look at a different way of working toward what is, as I said, a valid and important goal. That's my two cents anyway. Listeners, if you have a question or feedback or an idea, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episode every single day. One's coming out tomorrow. It's all completely free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.